Australia's first queer comedy festival, and they're celebrating some of the freshest acts all across the Sydney LGBTQIA comedy scene. And they're not just stand-up comedy. They actually include a lot of things like drag performances, live music, panel discussions, and queer trivia. And I have got one of the producers, a comedian, and one of the festival organisers. I've got Brendan Hancock in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Amelia. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in.
It's good to be out of the house.
It's good to have you out of the house. So I feel a little bit guilty inviting you to the studio on a Saturday morning, considering that last night you had your opening night for the festival.
We did. It was very exciting. I had a little bit of a late night, but look, we're here.
Are you feeling okay? Do you need a Hydralyte?
No. I've done all the things prior.
Oh, good.
We'll be fine.
But it sounds like there were so many things happening last night. Could you describe what the energy was like?
Last night was, it was so good. I can only just say it was so much fun. We had a full house, which in COVID times is still now allowed to be quite a lot of people.
Yeah, they've upped the numbers, right?
Yeah, so it's nice to have bodies in seats and a bigger audience, because we started with, we came back in July and had 30 people in an audience, very spaced out in a big room, and that's not, we loved them, it was all fun.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful time. But now that we're allowed so many more people, it's just,
absolutely.
God, it just feels so much better.
Yeah. And the Two Queers Festival is also like, it's a huge mix of not just stand-up, but also all different forms of comedy performances. So like last night there was Rose Piper, the Noodle Girls. For people who aren't really involved in the comedy scene, like how would you describe each of their performances?
Yeah, so we're not strictly just stand-up anymore. We have a bunch of like sketch, we have some improv, we've got a whole bunch of panel discussions, and by a whole bunch, I mean we've actually only got one, but planning more. So that one is starting next Tuesday, and we've got like a Let's Talk About Queer Sex.
What's all that about?
That's just a panel about sex ed, the sex ed people never got in high school, but funnier.
So for this panel discussion, are you going to be on the panel?
We decided to get actual professionals, which is a thing you can do.
That's good. Who's on the panel?
So we've got four people on the panel. Mm-hmm. We've got Viv McGregor, who is a very smart lady who has been working at ACON for the past 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. She's got a PhD in gender queer studies. She's the person to be leading this panel and not me. We've got Tilly Lawless, who is a sex worker in Sydney, who is just, follow her on Instagram. She's just a very articulate woman, like the most articulate person I've ever seen. Felicia Fox and also Teddy Cook. Going to be on that panel as well.
What a lineup. Yeah. And is that also going to be broadcast live online, or is it just a live event?
Yes, the panel, all of our shows during the festival are going to be live streamed.
Oh, wow.
So that's Giant Dwarf have really sorted that one out. They're they're our heroes. They've done an amazing work. There's six cameras. There's a production team behind it. It looks amazing. It's great. So that one will be live streamed. Mm-hmm. So that's Tuesday at 6:30. Yes.
Incredible.
I'm saying that confidently again, that it is Tuesday at 6:30.
But just like maybe for people who don't know much about Two Queers, I want to wind back to August 2019. Ooh. That was not too long ago, but given the type of year that I think everybody has had, it feels quite old.
Yes.
A long time ago. That was when Two Queers actually first started out. So you and your co-producer, Jennifer Fern, you're both comedians. Could you maybe paint a bit of a picture of what like your personal experience was performing comedy in Sydney and like why you guys wanted to start a show like this?
Well, we were both baby comedians at the time. I don't know, maybe we still are, whatever. I don't know if we count this year in terms of time. So we met at an open mic in Sydney. And open mics are an interesting world, which means they're awful. They're awful. They're great, but they're a mixed bag of experiences.
Oh, yeah.
But we met one night at an open mic, and someone was just doing some like really awful sexist material, which is unfortunately still quite common.
Yes.
And without going into that, I literally got off. I had to follow him onto the stage, and I was just like, I don't know what to do with that information that you've all just had to sit through.
Mm.
That sucked. And Jenna, I met on the night, then came to me and said, yeah, that did suck. And I was like, I just want to start my own night. Like, I don't want to have to perform in these spaces. I don't want to have to, like, apologize to an audience on someone else's behalf. I just want to, like, have a night where people who are, I was about to swear, I don't want to swear, bad people.
You can swear.
Okay. Thank you so much. We just wanted to create a space where like we could do our comedy and it could be like just a space for queer audiences and allies, of course, they can come too.
Of course. And it sounds like with all of the shows that you guys have put on, they've always had like such a great energy to them that you've always got returning audiences. Yeah. So it does seem to be something that's not just like for one specific community. It just seems to be like a celebration of people coming together who all like to have a laugh, don't like to take things too seriously, and maybe don't want to hear about you fisting your girlfriend.
Which, we've all heard that. That's all been there.
Exactly. But going back to...
without you fisting your girlfriend. Yeah. That is a sound bite.
When you hang around open mics for too long, I guess you've heard it all, haven't we? I think we're all a bit traumatized.
Jaded.
But you and Jenna, so you guys produce the show together, but for this particular festival, you're also doing your own show called Daddy, I'm Home, which is on November 19th. Who is Daddy and where is this home? Tell me more. What does this mean?
There's a little bit of a running joke that Jenna is Daddy and that I am Mummy. And it's kind of one of those things that has started and now it can never end. So Daddy, I'm Home is just a show that Jenna and I are doing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very stupid. It's going to be very dumb. I don't have any capacity after this year to have any kind of like hard-hitting, incisive comedy. I'm a dumb cloud. And that's what we're going to get.
So I guess reading over this, you are the first Australian queer comedy festival. So... how do you feel about bringing together something of this scale that no one's ever done before?
Well, first of all, I've done a cursory Google and I don't think there has been another queer comedy festival. So I'm going to keep saying we are until someone tells me we're not.
So you Googled it and then you went straight to page 20 of Google and you're like, no one's got
it. Well, okay, it's us. So, well, we put it on the website, so it's true.
Well, I believe it and I think it looks absolutely fantastic. I'm keen personally to go to some of those shows. Is there anything else that you want to add about the shows we should mention?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's just so many funny queer people doing excellent shows, but we're also doing like a queer trivia, which is actually just trivia. It's about gay stuff.
Yeah.
We've got the panel discussion. We've got a really fun closing night. So opening night was sick. I'm a little bit dusty, but we're here. We're having a wonderful time. And closing night, which will be on the 21st of November. That's just going to be like a big party.
Oh, cool.
And then the day after that, I will sleep.